The agenda said the commission was going to discuss the Front Street project, a project being proposed on property owned by Roger Schnabel. He wants to extend the pad at the RV park to possibly offer boat storage or build a new building. Lynn Canal Conservation was asking the commission to weigh in on an application to the Army Corps engineers about the project. Commission Chair Rob Goldberg said he was willing to open the discussion up to other waterfront projects, especially in light of concerns being echoed around the community about the small boat harbor. Only four audience members were at the meeting, but all four made comments. Then Commissioner Heather Lendy took the opportunity to discuss her concerns. She said the community is not following the borough's comprehensive plan when making decisions about the waterfront. She recapped her points after the meeting.
My feeling that as a member of the Planning Commission that our job is to take a look at the big picture. I think especially when it comes to planning and future growth, that's what the Planning Commission's for. And we've got a plan for Portage Cove, and I don't know why it becomes like contentious when you say, shouldn't we be following it?
Lindy says she didn't think the borough was listening to the public in a constructive way when engineering recent projects. Goldberg disagreed, and the two went back and forth for a while until Goldberg attempted to wrap things up with this comment.
Dare I say, try to find the good?
Goldberg was referring to Lendy's recently published book, but she didn't find it funny. She accused the borough and elected officials of stonewalling the public.
You have good minds here who want to help and make this town better, and you won't listen. And it's just like this. And you're just as bad sometimes, Rob. It's really, really hard.
I listen.
And people care. And I would like to find the good. And I think that kind of comment at these meetings makes it very hard for people to even want to volunteer at these things, because it's just like, be quiet and go away. We're building a project, little lady. You don't know what you're talking about. And I'm so tired of that.
Goldberg said that wasn't his intent, but his attempt at a lighthearted comment follows a common sentiment recently that some in the public feel like they're not being respectfully heard or considered by elected and borough officials. At Thursday's meeting, Commissioner Donnie Turner eventually encouraged the group to move on and refocus on the items on the agenda. But let's get back to the comprehensive plan and whether the borough's decision makers are following it. Lendy's point was that the Planning Commission, at least, is not. The plan was finalized by the Planning Commission and Assembly in 2012. Planner Barbara Scheinberg helped the borough develop the plan. She says it takes discipline for a community to use and continually refer to it. There are two ways a community can do that. One is for the Assembly to use the plan to set its priorities each year. The second is to refer to the plan anytime there is a new major issue or capital project in the works.
Go back to the comp plan and see what did we say about it when we had the luxury of stepping back without a specific proposal breathing down our neck, when we had the luxury of time to step back and systematically look at the physical, the social, cultural, and the economic issues all together and try and achieve an appropriate balance for our community.
Scheinberg says a community is not bound by a comp plan for making decisions, but if used correctly, it can offer consistent guidance.
I mean, that's sort of planning and manager's job, too, is to just kind of remind decision makers, you know, whether it's the Assembly or the Planning Commission or other bodies, like, let's go back and look at this.
Lendy says even as a commissioner, she doesn't expect to sway people with her points of view all the time, but she says she doesn't want people to be dismissed for expressing their opinions and concerns.
It does get a little difficult to always be the one who is dissenting on all these things. And I start to think that I'm like the crazy grandma in the room. But at the same time, when I talk to residents and I talk to, people who care about the waterfront, it seems like I'm not so crazy, and there are other people that think that way. And
the Haynesboro recently said the 99% design for the small boat harbor project has been delayed until August. The comment period for the application to the Army Corps of Engineers on the Front Street project is already closed. And in full disclosure, Lendy is a member of the Board of Directors of Lynn Canal Broadcasting. Reporting from Haynes, I'm Margaret Friednauer.